views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. And here we are again. It's Friday. It's hard to believe my days are getting all kind of messed up because I'm doing not my usual standard Monday through Friday things lately. Well, we just completed our plans for our program for our 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. So we're so excited. And we're going to have Jean Shinoda Bolen as our keynote speaker. I just interviewed her on Dr. Pat Show September 10th. And I'm going to that'll be aired in October on this show, October 3rd. Anyway, I'm very excited to have her. She has a new book out called Artemis, The Indomitable Spirit of in Every Woman. And also a couple of people that I've interviewed on my show are going to be with us, Penny Pierce and Patty Conklin. And I also want to announce just quickly that if you're an artist and you want to have a booth at our WOW Marketplace at the conference, that dates are February 12th to the 16th in Seattle, just go to womenofwisdom.org and click on the 2015 conference. Our deadline is October 15th to apply to be in our marketplace. And just a quick note about our Circle Leadership Retreat, October 2nd through the 5th in the beautiful Gold Bar, Washington, along a river. We got women coming from four different states. We're going to work together how to be better leaders, how to work in circle, how to honor each other's gifts, learn skills to bring harmony into difficult situations. So check that out at womenofwisdom.org. Just go to programs, scroll down to Circle Leadership Training. Well, I'm excited today. My guest is Patricia Albert. Did I say that right, Patricia?
Yeah.
Oh, good. She is the author of Mutual Awakening, Opening into a New Paradigm of Human Relatedness. Patricia is passionate about creating a new paradigm for a higher order of human relatedness. She's been a spiritual teacher and mystic for over 40 years in the transformational field of consciousness, and she's the founder of the Evolutionary Collective, a new model for mutual awakening. And you can check out her website at evolutionarycollective.com. So welcome, Patricia.
Thank you. I'm really glad to be here with you today on Friday.
Yeah, I'm really glad it's Friday.
Yeah.
I thought,
Friday.
I don't know. Yeah, it's Friday, although it's not going to make any difference on my weekend. Well, first I want to start with your story. You know, how did you begin? You've been at this 40 years. So what drew you mm-hmm. to be in this field of consciousness and work? I mean, you've worked with over 150,000 people internationally.
Yeah, well, I came to San Francisco from New York in 1971 when I was 18, and met a man named Werner Erhard, who was a sort of cultural icon, developed FAST, and then it was called the Landmark Forum, and then, you know, I think all the iterations of coaching came from the people that he had trained, and, you know, the notion of personal transformation really came from the work that we were doing way, way, way back then. And so, for me, I got started really young. And it was, you know, you couldn't be a teacher back then. I mean, that wasn't even like a category, you know, of what you could be when you grew up. So I worked with so many people and did a lot of much deeper spiritual work eventually, you know, over the last years. And about 10 years ago, it got clear to me that as much as I loved and I'm so happy that there are, you know, now millions of people that are really great teachers working with individuals in their, you know, their process of awakening and becoming clear about their vision and living their dreams and their purpose, and, you know, doing meditation and yoga and, you know, all of the wonderful plethora of things that we now have all around us, that I thought, well, where's the new edge? Like, how can we work with people if it's different, if it isn't just working with people on themselves, you know, on their individual process or awakening? Even when you lead groups, it's usually about teaching people and having them work on themselves with each other, you know, while they're with other people. And so I got a group together. I've always worked with a lot of leaders and, you know, just really cool people. And I got 22 people were willing to come together to just kind of go in an exploration to see what was possible if you worked post-personally. So could you work on the connectivity, on the space between us, kind of like getting a bunch of musicians together and discovering jazz, you know, like discovering, you know, you can play the tuba and I'm really good at the trumpet and other people are good at other stuff, you know, and we can play individually and we can play maybe with an orchestra conductor, but like, what's the possibility if we go into a certain connectivity where we become like one being, you know, we start to be fluid in the way that we're actually functioning. And so I did that over 7 years ago, and an extraordinary thing happened where people's lives are being transformed, and we weren't working on them. People weren't working on themselves. They were working on the space between us. So anyway, let me just, I hope that helps. That's a start.
Yeah, I just wanted to get, you know, a little bit, your beginnings, your story. We love stories and how people get to the place that they are, because, you know, you look at 40 years, people might look at you now and like, wow, you know, how did you create that for yourself? And it's just, I always see it as being one step at a time. You know, it didn't just happen overnight. you had many experiences in there. Yes.
Well, there was the thing that I found fascinating, because I was at the, I find that it's my nature to kind of like show up at the beginning of things and not know it. You know, it's kind of like, you know, because you have karma. And so when I was 15, I went to Woodstock and didn't really know the significance of all that, but sort of had to be there. And then came to San Francisco when I was 18 and met Warner, and that was the beginning of the kind of human potential movement, you know, in a very fundamental way. And so with this, about, I don't know, 20 years ago, a little less than 20 years ago, I fell in love with this incredibly beautiful German man named Peter, and he was a mystic. I mean, he was just this really deeply meditative, you know, besides that he was handsome and we were crazy about each other. He was one of those men where he could have been a monk, but he was like the opposite of a monk, because he was, you know, he was totally willing to be in love. But he was always very, very present. I mean, he was deeply into being in the moment from the moment he opened his eyes up in the morning until he went to sleep at night. And I loved it. I mean, I surrendered into this hyper present quality of our relationship and was devoted to, you know, to trying to just really be there and be present. And really, he was very psychic and he was really tuned into where I was. And I learned how to be very psychic, and so I was very tuned into where he was. So we slipped into this place in consciousness where we were like inside each other and reality. It's like we were in the same experience together. It was kind of amazing. And we were constantly kind of turning towards like whatever was real, whatever was true. We were, I don't know, we were just devoted to being so close and so intimate and so in touch with the moment. And somehow, by being that way, it opened up this space where it felt like the dynamism of life, or Eros, really was in charge of our lives. Like, we were not in control, and there was some force of consciousness that was really moving us through life and unraveling, you know, our own healing. And it was just amazing. I mean, I didn't even know what to make of it. It was so, I'd never heard of Tantra. I'd never heard of like a million things that later I realized that we had been taken, you know, sort of on a very powerful journey together. And he died at the end of the 4 years. And besides having to just deal with the horrible loss of, you know, a man that I had given, you know, that I was, it wasn't even like we were separate anymore. It took about 10 years or maybe 10 or 12 years before I realized that there was a space in consciousness. Like when I started to do this work, I realized that, the space that we had shared, that it was actually time on the planet for people to start to go into this much deeper level of connectivity. You know, it's kind of like the time for the multiple beloveds instead of just the one beloved. And, you know, with the internet and the cell phones and, you know, I mean, there's so much connectivity happening. And, you know, there's this need for us to go from being hyper-individuated to being like in, like the jazz band, right? Because if we stay in our intense focus on our individual success, lives, awakening, etc., and we don't learn how to move beyond that, at least those of us who are ready, then it's not going to work. You know, I mean, something on the planet will definitely not work because there's too many of us to be so individually oriented. So I got excited. I mean, to actually, you know, there's a number of teachers that are starting to innovate in this area, and it's very new. And in 10 years, it's what everybody's going to be focused on talking about, you know, in companies and various situations, you know, is instead of the subjective world, which Freud, you know, kind of opened up, is that we have an interior and a history and various things affect us. And, you know, we've really, I think, plumbed the depths of, you know, how powerful that opening was. And this is an intersubjective opening. So as rich as that was internally as one, there's an inner world that we share together. And there's a million ways that we're connected and we're affecting each other and there are influences. And we need to explore that as well. We need to find out what that is, what does what, you know, where the power is and where the potentials are of coming together in those kinds of awakened spaces.
Oh, yeah. So great. And, you know, more and more people are kind of looking for, because it's not like we're looking for something. We're in this transition. And yet a lot of people are talking about this interconnectedness. And, you know, they hear this thing, we're all one. And how, you know, it's energy and all this. And yet people don't know how to do it. And so actually, right. You have created a mutual awakening practice. And yeah. We're going to go into that in our next section after our break. We'll talk about that. You know, so you can share what is a mutual awakening and how you practice that and all that. And so it's fabulous. I can't wait to hear about it. It's like you say, it's, and why you called your company Evolutionary Collective. It's the collective consciousness, and it's where we need to move to. It's that evolutionary movement. Well, this is Chris Stainis, and we'll be right back shortly and talk more with Patricia Albert.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk. Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Festival is right around the corner. Join them at the North Seattle Community College Conference Center, October 11th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and you just heard there about our fall festival. And I just want to announce we just have a few booths left for artists or educational sustainability groups. If you'd like to have a booth, email us at wow@womenofwisdom.org or go to the website, womenofwisdom.org. Look at programs under there. Click on the fall festival, Fall Harvest Festival, for the information. And like I said, we just have a few booths left. It's going to be a great day. So, talking with Patricia Albert, we've just been talking, just starting now to talk about a mutual awakening. So let's talk about that, Patricia. What is mutual awakening, and why would we practice it?
Right. So the mutual awakening is, just to go a little bit deeper into what I was sharing about with Peter, it's when two people turn towards each other with a certain kind of openness and consciousness and willingness to be transparent. I'm finishing a book about the activating principles of what really turns it on. But basically, when you just start to turn towards each other, there's a way to, instead of you sharing your authentic depths and me sharing my authentic depths, but we're still separate. You know, there's still your subjective experience and mine. There's a way to fall through the rabbit hole and to actually be inside the experience together, so that there's a oneness, as well as what I have found, that the more I practice this kind of really falling into a place where we're inside together, that it heightens and develops the real essence of each person. So the uniqueness and the individuality and the particularity of the soul of that person actually becomes heightened in that experience, which I find incredibly powerful and useful, but it's also kind of fascinating. Because it's not a merged state. Most people think that oneness would be a kind of, you know, baby being merged with its mother, you know, that sort of, that state. And it isn't at all. That's actually an unconsciousness. When you're merged, you're actually in an unconscious place where you're unaware of yourself and you're unaware of the other person, and this is actually quite different.
Well, it's curious, because it's kind of hard. I can see it's kind of hard to describe. You almost have to experience it.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting when I was doing a talk in New York. I lived there part of the time, and I was talking about it, and then this one woman. There were two people in there. One man that I had worked with for a long time, who's an emergency medicine physician, and does a lot of work in, what do you call it, disasters. You know, he goes to, like, Haiti and places like that, and is, like, in charge of making sure things go well. And so this woman starts to talk, and she said, you know, she goes, I live on the Upper East Side of New York, where, you know, there isn't a whole lot of connectedness. And she said that after 9/11, she walked out on the street, and as she moved around, there was this quality of people being connected. It's like people were looking into each other's eyes, they were fully present, and they were like inside of some experience of oneness. And then he raised his hand and he said, you know, it's interesting because when I go to disaster areas, you know, often it's just chaos. You know, there's ego and who's doing what and, you know, who are you and why are you here? And, you know, it's actually not like this amazing experience that you fall into. But he said when 9/11 happened and he went downtown, he said he walked into one of the hospitals there and he said he's never had this experience before or since where all of a sudden, like, everybody was same thing. They were inside of some experience together. And they, he said, we moved like we were one. Like he said, I've never been so efficient. The feeling was amazing. We were just like connected. There was a kind of love and focus. And so I don't know what that is. I mean, I wasn't in New York at the time, but I know that even just, you know, focusing on television, you could feel for a day or two, there was some way that we were all together. I don't know if you felt it, but.
Well, yeah, I was just thinking that because I was in Seattle. We were just having a meeting, going to have a meeting that day of about our CD, producing the CD. And only three of us came, but, you know, it's just it was a different state of consciousness almost. It's like, then we went to eat at a restaurant and it was palpable. You know, you can't, it's hard to put in words, yeah. But I know what you were saying. It's kind of, we were all, yeah, like we were all in this together. We were all feeling this depth, very deep feeling.
Right. It was interesting, and I know the heart math people, you know, they speak about the machines that measured a certain kind of resonance that was happening, and I know that, you know, for those few days, it felt like, to me, I remember thinking, oh, this is how it's supposed to be. You know, this is actually how humans are supposed to be with each other. And it wasn't that anybody was perfect, but we were somehow inside together as humans, and So imagine, so, you know, if you imagine we stayed in that space for a year and then we lost it, you know, then we pop back into the reality that we're in now, you know, we would be scrambling. I mean, I think human beings would be like really busy trying to figure out what happened, why was that important, how did we lose it, and how do we find it again? And that's to me what mutual awakening is. There's a kind of being inside connectivity, and it can be more intense and even more cosmic, and it can be feel a little more ordinary, but there's a nevertheless quality of that depth of being connected to reality, because reality is that we are connected. We're not so separate. You know, we live in a, you know, Newtonian worldview where, you know, I'm separate, you're over there, I'm over here. And it's not the truth. I mean, you know, as anyone knows, I mean, if you've ever loved anyone very deeply and connected at the deepest level, you can feel them. You know, mothers have that experience where, you know, something happens to their child or their grown child, and they immediately feel it. You know, so the non-local reality that Einstein pointed to and others is really more the truth. So the work that I'm doing is really, you know, obviously there are practices and stuff, but the commitment is really to this new paradigm, is to try to get people to come together, to give themselves over to what's trying to happen, what's wanting to happen, but it needs humans that are willing to pay attention to it, to turn towards it, to find out how it works, you know, to actually enter into this consciousness so that we can validate its importance. We can discover, you know, better and better ways to not only access the consciousness, but stabilize it. You know, like, how do we need to be then in a culture of human beings? Like, can we still gossip about each other and have that basic consciousness stick around? Or, you know, what are the things that we need to then align ourselves with so that that consciousness can really have a home in this world?
Yeah, and you know, when you were talking, it reminded me of, you know, the 100th monkey. So I wonder if enough people start doing this, if it will, you know, then move into the greater consciousness and the collective.
I mean, I hope, you know, I mean, I have no idea. I mean, I know that the, you know, the compelling guidance that I have is to try to get as many people that are ready for this, that have done a lot of work, you know, that are have the individual part of themselves well developed. So they have the energy, you know, they have the availability to be with others in a way that, you know, we can start to develop something else. Because I do think that when you're individually you know, concerned with things and you're healing certain elements of your own psyche, you know, you should be doing that. You should be paying attention to what that needs. But I think there's millions of people at this point that it's really time to move beyond you and your purposes and your, you know, I mean, I've noticed that when people that have joined, you know, that are members of the Evolutionary Collective and that are working in this way and, you know, they've got good lives and stuff, but they've really let go of like being as busy with their own agendas and their own, you know, development. Somehow by being inside this consciousness, it's like it's lifting them and attracting things. And it's really different. It's like you're captured by something larger that's way more powerful than anything that you can come up with your own will and thinking.
Oh, I think that's true. And I think as you were talking, I was thinking, you know, what it requires is to surrender to the unknown, because we don't know, you know, until you've done it, or until you've had that experience. You had that experience, and then sometimes when you have the experience, it's like, how do I get back to that? How do I do it again?
Right. Well, here's the thing. I mean, I call it, so, you know, I've lived in an ashram one time, and when I worked with Werner Erhard, and I was on staff for 12 years, you know, you're sort of in an alternate world. So even though you're in the world, you're not in the world. And there's something that can be really powerful and amazing about, you know, the kind of intensity and energy that, you know, people of like mind can generate with each other. And then I go back into the world and you sort of have the mix of everything. And it's a little harder, I find, to sustain a certain kind of intensity and connectivity, you know, the kind of consciousness that I want to live from. What I find with this is that when you have, you know, 50, 60, 70 people who are committed to developing this consciousness together, and the way that I've designed it is, once people do a 3-day where they understand what this is and I take them into the consciousness of it, they have the opportunity to commit to a year. So you have people for at least a year that are together, you know, that are actually inside of, you know, a commitment to one another and to this work. And we meet together like 4 times during the year for 3 days. And then in between, there's practicing with one another and there are some, you know, virtual calls. And there's enough connectivity that you're building. You're like, you're still pumping like the neurons, you know, of this sort of brain that we become, you know, this larger being. And when you're inside of that consciousness, it's like the internet, you know, not inter, but inner, that it's like you're living in an alternate reality, but you're here. So the consciousness is intensified. What's happening in your life is intensified. You know, the surrendering to something larger, really moving your life, it's happening for more and more of the people because of the intensity of the connection. And I think that if you had larger and larger groups like that, if you had a couple thousand people that were in that internet, I actually do think something would happen.
Yeah, well, it's exciting to think about that, too. Well, this is Chris Stainless. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll be right back shortly and talk more with Patricia Albert, author of Mutual Awakening.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Festival is right around the corner. Join them at the North Seattle Community College Conference Center, October 11th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the best in talk radio.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and that was Lorraine Bay singing from our Pray Like a Woman from our Woman of Wisdom CD, and you can purchase that on our website, womenofwisdom.org, which is a compilation of many great, amazing women singers like Holly Near, and Rhiannon, and Libby Roderick. So I also want to remind you, I speak about this every time, I'm doing empowerment circles for women, and It's kind of like a mastermind, but it's a great time to come together to share, be collaborative, co-creative in what you're looking for, what you're wanting to develop, and working together for that. So contact me. You can email me, Chris, K-R-I-S, at chrysalisleadership.com, or go to my website, chrysalisleadership.com. So I'm speaking with Patricia Albert. We've been talking about her book and her process of mutual awakening, which, Patricia, I'd love for you to give your website and what people can expect to, if you have offers or things that on your website that people can get.
Sure. Actually, they can download the book for free. So it's a 77-page color ebook. There's a physical copy, but they can download it. So all they have to do is go to mutual-awakening.com. And when they get the book, they will also get a 6-week free e-course, which will take them deeper into some of the different elements of the book and just have this conversation make more sense, it's mutual-awakening.com. And if they go to my website, I also do a radio show with different people sort of having the conversation around this collective awakening. So there's all the downloads of that, and then we have blogs and some other things. So, yeah.
Okay, great. So that's at mutualawakening.com. So I want to talk more about this moving from me to we and why that's so important now. I mean, I've been feeling it too. I think a lot of us have been feeling it, but we don't know how to get there or and we're also so busy in our lives that we don't even stop and take the time to just be with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do think there's a hunger. Dr. Robert Keegan, who's a Harvard professor and one of the people that's developed, theories around adult development, the consciousness of adults. And basically one of the things he's saying, and Suzanne Kreuter, and, you know, all the different people that are studying adult consciousness and, you know, what are the various levels that we can go through. Because as adults, you don't necessarily keep developing, but I think many people do. And the one that we're moving from, so, you know, there's always the exit. You know, when you're sort of at the end of it, you're starting to feel the, yeah, this isn't quite working as well. I'm not as inspired. I don't really care. You know, I mean, you start to push away from the sense of being over busy, you know, studying everything, downloading everything, learning everything, you know, working on yourself. There's a part where you just sort of get kind of less interested. And then you think, well, there's something wrong with me. I know I'm not really fully enlightened yet, or, you know, I'm not fully developed. I mean, you're aware of that, but there's something that has less juice. And many people also feel that they want to be with people, but somehow their relationships don't capture the level of fulfillment, you know, that their individual process has taken them to. You know, they know that there's something more, so they kind of end up being a little too alone. And so this is the next step. I mean, the consciousness of bringing those people together so that they can begin to explore how to be together in ways where you feel fully met, where you can go into those much deeper states of consciousness together. I mean, I know for me, one of the things that I always felt really mixed about, because I always thought, well, you're supposed to be okay with everything, and you're supposed to, like, love everyone, and, you know, and I did love everyone, but it wasn't the same. You know, to be with certain people, sometimes it was draining, and with other people, I would feel so met and so seen and so, like, able to go into new territory with them. And that I was craving that. I was so longing to not be in a one-room schoolhouse. You know, a lot of the different courses that we take, you know, everyone's in the room. And so after a while, if you're developing, you kind of want to be where you're challenged and where you can go beyond, you know, what you can do on your own. So part of this mutual awakening is to bring people together so that they can start to meet on those edges of where they haven't been before, so that we can challenge each other and we can start to go into new territory. So that's a piece of it as well.
Yeah, that, and yeah. I feel people that, you know, yeah, we're that hunger. We're looking for something, and the thing of it is, because we're so busy, we tend to try to do that in an isolated way. And this new way, I mean, you can't do it in an isolated way. That's the me, and
right.
We've been kind of trained to be isolated, and especially women are often isolated. You know, either whether you're working at home or you're a mother, or I think a lot of women feel isolated, and are desiring that where do you find the like-minded, you know, like you say, and that's
right.
True. Some people you feel drained by, and other people you feel is like, and I would say it is like attract, you know, like attracts like, and so that you know, if you're putting it out there, your intention of who you want to meet, the universe responds, I find, and those people come around, and you need to let go of the people that drain you.
Right. That's true. I mean, that's true for sure. Anyway, with this, you just have to remember this consciousness is very new. So one of the ways, you know, obviously they should, you know, my recommendation is download the book and read it and get a sense, a deeper sense of what this territory is. But there are, we definitely work online. You know, there's ways where we bring people together so they can practice this consciousness with each other. The people that are really attracted should, you know, sort of come to like a year long. Because the thing is you have to gather the people together who want to be together this way. You can't just do it with somebody on the street who isn't interested. So you have to have partners to develop it with. Definitely, if you learn how to, you know, even just do the basic mutual awakening practice and you have a spiritual friend or partner, you can definitely start to practice it with them so that you have one, you know, like one area where you can start to really explore how deep, how open, how vulnerable, how intimate and connected you can be with somebody else and start to go into that consciousness. But it's kind of it's a new learning. I mean, there's books to read. There's different things you can start to study that take you into a different worldview. which is different than, you know, reading a book on psychology.
Right. Well, and I have a question, because I've been trained and work in a, you know, psychic and spiritual healing work.
Yeah,
and we do it by distance. I mean, we can, you know, we can work on people anywhere in the world. We know their name and their age and where they are, and we send healing energy to them, and it has an impact. I mean, many amazing things have happened. And so I wonder if this that you're doing too can be done from a distance, like you and I on the phone right now. Can we do this?
Definitely. It's a matter of what you're paying attention to. So we definitely do, you know, when I do the work, you know, we do some of it online, do it using Maestro. People do practices with each other using Skype. I did a 3-hour a week ago, you know, 3-hour event that had people from all over the world. And they were just going into this deep place of practice together, and it was amazing. I mean, we were inside that space that we were talking about before together, and there were like 60 people. So it definitely works. It's just, it's different. The thing that you have to know who's doing it, where to do it, how to learn how to do it, because it's different than interpersonal. The interpersonal thing is not new. You know, learning how to communicate to each other and be close, but we're still very separate.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different, you know, a lot of the therapies are interpersonal work, which is also important. I mean, you can't, like, just skip over that. You need that anyway. But this is about slipping under and going into a much deeper sort of soul-level contact.
Yeah.
We call it mysticism, you know. It's like a...
Yeah, and I've had the experience. Well, I remember writing a poem once. It ended with this tapping into the kind of energy, the space between the spaces. You know, it's like you know, there's something there, and there's not words to put to it. But also how this can impact your life. And I would imagine it's for people who start to do this, and I'd like to talk with this when we come back from the break, how their lives have changed. If you have stories about how this has impacted their lives. Well, this is Chris Stainis, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll come back and talk more with Patricia Albert.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Festival is right around the corner. Join them at the North Seattle Community College Conference Center, October 11th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
You've been listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Patricia Albert, and she's the author of this new book, Mutual Awakening, an opening into a new paradigm of human relatedness. And she just told us that you can get this as an ebook for free on her website, mutualawakening.com, and which is great. I recommend you do it. It's a quick read, but it gives you an insight of what this consciousness is. So let's talk about, you know, how have you seen people's lives changed with this? When, you know, obviously you probably have had experience of working with people for a year.
Definitely. And also having worked with people individually for, you know, 40 years. The thing that Einstein said, which is you can't solve a problem at the same level you created it, in a way, it does translate to this, because we are the problem we're trying to solve at this point, you know, sort of individually. You know, we're trying to solve the problem that we are and to try to create our lives. And what I see, the results that happen for the people that are participating is they start to let go of the same kind of intensity of working on themselves. And what happens is that the things that they couldn't get to happen are happening, because they're letting go into a much larger field of connectedness and a larger field of intensity and love and creativity and access. So one of the women, I'm on October 11th, I'm going to a wedding, and it's a woman I've known for, I knew her for 5 or 6 years before I ever started this work. And she'd never been married. She's 57 now, I think. And by being in the work, you know, the depth of love and closeness, and, you know, it's kind of like you're in that state of being in love quality of consciousness. And she ended up, you know, she was definitely, I don't think, you know, she would say she wasn't, you know, destined necessary to get married, but she was in such a beautiful place. It was like she met some man, and he's really perfect for her, and you know, they're going to get married on the 11th. You know, that isn't usually why anybody does it. But, you know, love, relatedness, the couples that come in, they're so much deeper in ways that they had never even imagined. And we had a man who was a really amazing business consultant, you know, very accomplished guy. And he came in, but he was very, you know, like you said, busy and focused and making it happen and doing all this stuff. So there's a certain amount of will and effort that was, you know, still in place. And somehow he's let go. And there's that quality of, like, when something bigger takes over, you could feel it in someone. You know, personal success is different than being sort of driven by a larger force that's more powerful, less selfish, and is really making something happen in the world. You know, when you're like a part of that, it's different than just trying to achieve a goal. And so he definitely, you know, he's making a difference in so many different organizations that invited him at a much deeper level. I mean, he's sort of moved into being a great man. It's pretty amazing. So, I don't know. I mean, there's, you know, one guy who has some really intense sort of psychological healing pieces that I didn't even know about until he told me that they had disappeared. He said he couldn't believe it. Like, almost every time he left our 3 days, something was literally, it was like it fell off the back of the truck. Like, something he had been working on and trying to heal for, you know, like 20 years, literally would, like, fall away. It would come once, and then it wouldn't come, and then it would come again, and then all of a sudden it was gone. So we've had those kinds of things happen. It's not why people come. but there seems to be the power of the dynamism does seem to have like a healing effect on people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And when it just sort of, you know what, it's like they stop trying. I get the sense that when you stop trying so hard, you let it, you know, open up to possibilities and not try to force things to happen and try to make them happen. It's more of you get in a place of allowing it and you're creating that avenue for people to do that.
Right. And there's something too, like if you think about, you know, most of our craziness, you know, came from relationships. You know, most of the places where we didn't get what we needed from our families or, you know, our parents. So there's something also about being in an extremely healthy, high vibrational collective where you're really seeing like nobody's invisible. Nobody's invisible. I mean, there's you can't hide out and just like want to learn things and listen to the downloads later. I mean, it's really a fully engaged, you're invited kind of deeply into the center. So there's a lot of healing, I think, that happens for people just because it's such a healthy, loving community, you know, to be a part of, even just on that really sort of simple human level.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you see the possibilities for society if more people practice this unity consciousness?
Kind of everything. I mean, I feel, you know, my small part, I feel like, is to bring the leaders and the teachers. Like I was telling you during the break that we have a Catholic nun who founded a monastery with Thomas Berry, and she uses this work all over the world in the Catholic world and working with nuns and different people, and it's been extraordinary. And we have other, you know, leaders and teachers that use the depth of this in, you know, the places that they serve. So I feel like if I can do the, you know, get sort of a few thousand people that are the, you know, leaders and people that can move things and can really embody this consciousness and really be a part of this consciousness with each other, then they'll make the translations into school, into government, into the groups of people that they work with. And I'm sure there'll be tons of other people that'll be doing things, you know, besides what I'm doing, is I do think that this is just like psychology. Like when it was first invented, they didn't know where to put it. Was it philosophy? Was it biology? I mean, there was no category for the subjective inquiry of your own, of, you know, healing and looking at your internal anything. So I feel like this, you know, 50 years from now, you know, we will be a society that has this consciousness more or less infused in how we're being with one another.
Wouldn't that be great? So people can access the Mutual Awakening book and the free e-course. And yeah. is that what you would suggest to begin their journey towards Mutual Awakening?
Yeah, absolutely. Just mutualawakening.com, and then they'll get that as a free e-course. And then if there's anyone in New York, you know, if this is really speaking to someone, you know, they're kind of going, oh my God, you know, I'm so glad someone's saying what she's saying. There are live events in San Francisco and in New York that are on the website, so evolutionaryperspective.com. And they are more than welcome to come and to, you know, participate and find out, you know, in person what this is about. And there will be online opportunities to practice and to kind of go into this as well.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being here today, Patricia.
Thank you. And thank you for, I just, you know, for me, I mean, I'm glad I'm a woman teacher teaching this, you know. I appreciate, you know, your empowerment of women and women's voices in the world, because that, you know, that journey is still underway.
It is. And it's moving. We're moving forward. Thank you.
We're still finding our way. Thank you.
Yes. Well, I want to leave everyone with this thought. What would it take for you to begin your journey to a mutual awakening? And check out Patricia Albert's website as a first step, I would recommend. So I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation. And we have our annual conference every February this year, February 11th through the 11th or 12th. I lose track every year, but it's always Presidents' Day weekend.
And I also have the book. It's an Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's an inspiring book with lots of diverse messages of the feminine from many of our presenters, our artists, our stories from women who, how it's changed their life to be in the community of women. And so you can purchase that at our website, womenofwisdom.org. And just a reminder of our Fall Festival, October 11th. And if you want to be a vendor at our conference, check out the application forms to be in our marketplace for our February conference. And the deadline is October 15th. And check out my Empowerment Circles for Women, which is in person in Seattle and also on a global online community. We can do this around the world. So just contact me at chris@chrysalisleadership.com or just go to my website and find my contact info there, chrysalisleadership.com. So I hope everybody has a great weekend. And next week I'll be interviewing Randi Susan Meyer. She's the author of the novel Accidents of Marriage. So glad to have had this time with you today. And again, have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Women of Wisdom Fall Festival is right around the corner. Join them at the North Seattle Community College Conference Center October 11th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org.